This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Mongrelman.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Of Mongrelman, attorneys at law.
I feel kind of filthy saying Mongrelman. We have a couple.
I don't like it either.
We have a couple in this group, which sounds like legit slurs.
I'm gonna one up you and say everything in this group sounds like a legit slur, like except possibly mummy. But everything is just like, I don't want to say a Naga.
I don't want to say Naga. Yeah, you're right. We're in the realm of unpleasant syllables.
The slur zone. Yeah, it's an uncomfortable slurry of slurs.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mongrelman is what happens when different demi-humans intermix.
Yes. This is just like, they're kind of like,
it's like, you know,
they're
a broken
just
one,
chimera.
Right?
Yeah, broken ones. They're a lot like broken ones, except not evil. And they're just kind of pathetic. Like all of their stuff revolves around them, like hiding and begging and stealing and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to have this splat book that was the Book of Demi-Humans.
Okay.
That had rules for how to play a bunch of, like, if you wanted to play a goblin player character, and they had Mongrelmen. So if you wanted to play a Mongrelman, you could.
I mean, were they just specialized as being thieves?
More or less. Like, they all had, like, it was weird second edition, like, you know, like whatever the opposite of power creep would be, like the opposite of bloat, power anemia. So, like, being one of these things did not grant you any advantages.
No.
Really. It's just like, you, I can't look at you and you get a plus 10% to pickpocket. Like, that's not a good trade.
Yeah. I guess they are kind of like hiding in plain sight. They're like the filth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants.
Yeah. Because they have this camouflage ability where they camouflage things, including buildings. Isn't that a weird detail in this? Like, what you guys do
it. It is not implied to be magical in any way.
This bank is not a Pizza Hut. Like, it's just, you know.
I think, like, you are thinking of the IHOP bank across the street.
How do they do this?
Yeah, but it's mimicry, pickpocketing and camouflage, which is, yes, their, you know, just the subterfuge that they use to make their pitiful way along the streets.
Yes. Yeah. And they just kind of keep to themselves.
Yeah.
They have this weird, they're lawful neutral, which, like, when I first read that, before I read the description of it, I was just like, these are the kind of guys who are just like, well, you know, even though he's a Nazi, he has rights, you know, like, it was just like that kind of thing. They're not the chaotic good that, you know, strong good alignment,
right?
They're lawful neutral, the worst alignment, other than possibly chaotic evil. But like, lawful neutral is pretty rough.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like a bunch of like Renfields almost.
Yeah,
right? Like, yes, whatever, sir.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're Renfields, but they're also like, you know, this like anything to survive.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, and it just like, they, you know, they have no interest in being good. It's just like self defense and being a survivor.
Right. I love the illustration on this. I think this is actually a really good illustration. This guy's working with not just two species. I think he's got at least six or seven. He's a real stew. Every limb is a different creature. And I think his head is
stew. And why do you hate him?
Stuart Wellington from the Flophouse. He's a delightful man.
Why did you compare the Mongrelmen to him?
Because they're both survivors.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. No, but this guy's head is doing like triple duty. It's like a human bat orc lizard.
I like how he's got an earring. Like, that's a real good little detail there, right? That's what I'm not imagining. That doesn't look like he's got definitely an earring.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, can you imagine this guy rolling on up on a Claire's and just
one, please.
like which ear, sir? Left. No, which left?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.